This is the word of Jesus towards Faustina. Write down everything that occurs to you regarding my goodness. Then I answered, what do you mean, Lord? What if I write too much? And the Lord replied, my daughter, even if you were to speak at the same time in all human energetic tongues, even then you would not have said very much. But on the contrary, you would have sung in only a small measure the praises of my goodness, of my unfathomable mercy. Then she said, O my Jesus, you yourself must put words into my mouth that I may praise you worthily. That's nice, eh? When you pray, ask Jesus to help you to pray, God the Father, not just sung your words. Ask the Lord, put his words. Just like the, I think one of the prophets, Isaiah. Jeremiah, he seems, Jeremiah. He said, I don't know how to speak. And then a charcoal touch his tongue. Isaiah, touch his tongue. Yeah. And then some prophets say, I'm too weak. I cannot work, I cannot do anything. And a lot. Yeah, who? Jeremiah is too young. I'm too young. Isaiah, I have no talent of speech. Yeah. So Jesus says, my daughter, be at peace. Do as I tell you. Your thoughts are united to my thoughts. So write whatever comes to your mind. You see, your thoughts are united to my thoughts. So write whatever comes to your mind. So Jesus already with you. So whatever you say, it's the word of Jesus. That's where Faustina. You are the secretary of my mercy. I've chosen you for the office in this life, the next life. Start to today. That is how I know. I know it to be in spite of all the opposition they will give you. Know that my voice will not change. Although many people doesn't believe. In the very beginning, consider it kind of heresy. You know that the divine mercy, in the years past, when I was still in the seminary, when we have the picture of the divine mercy, they said, no, this is heresy. Because they say this is not yet recognized by the church. The same as Medjugorje. When you talk about Medjugorje, no. The church hasn't recognized it. It takes years. No, Jesus said, even people doesn't believe, my world won't change. You see, the love of God always constant. No sweet way. At that moment, I steeped myself in the profound humility before God's majesty. But the more I humbled myself, the more God's presence penetrates me. You see, you must be humble before the Lord can enter in your heart. Oh Jesus, oh my only solace, how frightful is this exile? How terrible this wilderness I have to cross. My soul is struggling through a terrible ticket of all kinds of difficulties. If you yourself did not support me, Lord, there would be no thought of my moving forward. February 16, 1938. As I was praying to the living heart of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament for the intention of a certain priest, Jesus suddenly gave me knowledge of his goodness and said to me, I will give him nothing that is beyond his strength. That means to say, Jesus said, the priest, no, I might be in problems, in difficulties. And Jesus said, I will not give him anything outside his strength. He is capable, you see, inside. What I learned of some of the suffering and troubles that a certain person was going through in connection with this work of God, I asked the Lord Jesus before the Holy Communion that he might make known to me whether by any chance these sufferings were not caused by me. So maybe some of the people suffer, and then she was curious whether because of her thought, a problem. My sweetest Jesus, I implore you by your infinite goodness and mercy, make known to me whether anything in this matter displeases you, or whether there is some fault of mine in this. If there is, I ask you, when you enter my heart, fill it with unrest and make known to me your displeasure. And if I am not guilty in this matter, confirm me in peace. When I received the Lord, my soul was filled with great peace. And the Lord gave me to know that the work was undergoing a trial, but was no less pleasing to God because of this. I felt great joy at this, but I redoubled my prayers so that this work might come through the ordeal unharmed. Another phrase. Oh my Jesus, how good it is to be on the cross, but with you. With you, my love, my soul is constantly stretched out on the cross and is being filled with bitterness. Vinegar and gall touch my lips, but it is good that it is so, because the divine heart was filled with bitterness throughout your life. And in return, for your love, you received ingratitude. You know, just the whole life suffering, whole life, only a time of passion. And even afterwards, received no gratitude from people. He gave all to us, and we don't see anything. You received ingratitude. You were in such pain that a sorrowful complaint escaped your lips when you said that you were looking for someone to console you and you found none. So Jesus is looking for people who can console him. He found none. So Sister Faustina is a rare. I hope that it sounds to us also. We take for granted we are close to Jesus, but our heart is not yet that close. We don't think about him very much. We think about your work, your family, your needs, your suffering. You're not so much heart to heart with Jesus. That's what Jesus explained. When I asked the Lord to be so good as to cast a glance upon a certain soul, properly Father Soboko, who was struggling alone against many difficulties, the Lord gave me to know in an instant that all people are as dust under his feet. Don't worry, people won't hurt us very much. Before the Lord, they are dust. So, just Jesus' word, so do not worry. You see that they cannot do a thing of themselves. If I allow them to seem to triumph, I do this for the sake of my impenetrable decrees. So at times people might be succeeding you, oh, this is wrong, and succeeded, this Father Soboko is wrong, Sister Faustina is wrong, heresy. So this Jesus says, he announced it, he wills. Interesting, eh? His work also allowed people thinking it a failure. You know, that's make us more strong in believing. He allows problems happen. Even he loves you, He give you some sickness at times. And we don't believe. How can you say you love? You know, yesterday I was reading a book about Medjugorje, and a certain father was, by that time, a spiritual director of the young people, as Franciscan, of course. Then he asked, because there's one missioner called Ivan. Usually his prayer group, Our Lady, you might to come up to the hill, we call it Marine Hill, the Blue Mountain, at night at 10 o'clock. So finishing by 11 and coming down already 12. So the priest is asking, if our mother is good, how can she ask you to go up light at night, walk on the mountain to pray there? It doesn't make sense. You know, this is about human point. You know what the visionary replied? You know, our Heavenly Mother just train us in this way, hard way, not just easily cozy chair and surrounded with candles and then prayer or with the smell, good smell, and then smelly candle and have fun. No, she said, Our Lady, our Heavenly Mother, just like a good mother, train his children, train her children in a strong way, a strict way. Come up 10 o'clock. You know, many times young people, they pray, maybe not so much in 30 years ago, so much intellect, but still, you know, they have their order, go to the bar and have a cup of beer, chatting or television. You know, all young people, they do that. They set them, you know, to go to the mountain, go to hilltop, and pray there, singing there, and cold, and sometimes rainy. You know, if you've been in Medjugorje, that's at night. It's cold, chilly, the wind, and they pray there. Our Heavenly Mother is doing this way. So this is from the love of God, so we can understand Jesus and now something happened. It's the decree from the Lord. So we don't understand why all these wrong things happen. But this also allowed. Not maybe not willed, but allowed happen. Maybe for some of the people, you know, be humble, you know, although you're doing God's work, not necessary. Everybody prays you. They might despise you also. Don't worry. This is allowed by the Lord. I do this for the sake of my impenetrable decrees. You know, this is Jesus' word. I experience great peace in seeing how all things are determined by the Lord. You know, all things already in the mind of the Lord, in His love. So whatever happened is already in His love. No condemnation. Not at all. Jesus says already, it's a time of mercy. Only our understanding is mercy means peace. Well, of course, we have peace, or means no trouble. But we are on a troubled boat. You know, Jesus also quite a few times on troubled sea with the disciples. No, he was sleeping, and then you know, boat. They're shouting, Lord, Lord, we are dying, now we're going to die. Come on. When a chaplain, Father Theodore, brings me the Lord Jesus, communion, there are moments when I'm pervaded with a very vivid presence of God, and the Lord gives me to know His holiness. At such times, I see the smallest speck of my soul, and would like to purify my soul before every holy communion. So even she's so sainty, so holy. So even before Holy Communion, she can see herself, something, some spot is not clean. You see. When I asked the confessor, he said there was no need to confess before every Holy Communion. Not scrupulous, but, you know, She wants a real pure soul to receive the Lord. So I think she asked to confess the priest, no? Before communion, Father, hear my confession first. And the father said, no, don't worry. There's not so much serious sin. So you don't have to confess every time, every communion. Holy Communion takes away these tiny things, and it is a temptation to think about confession when we receive Holy Communion. So even if you said, in communion itself, take away our sins, forgive our sins. If you read it to a contrite heart, when you receive communion, Jesus forgiving you. But you are always a pure heart also, no? Not just take for granted, okay, every Jesus forgive, and then you, all the sins, bring in all the sin, and then I will, that's not good. Not the way. No. I did not go to explain the condition of my soul in the greater detail, because he was not my director, but a confessor. This knowledge does not take up all my time, because it is faster than lightning. It enkindles my love, leaving me with a knowledge of myself. So she doesn't worry if the confessor doesn't want to hear her confession at that moment. Just a second, you know. Okay, no problem. But sometimes we, all complain, judging, oh, this priest, he's not a good priest. Doesn't need to hear my confession. February 20th, 1938. Today the Lord said to me, I have need of your sufferings to rescue souls. Oh my Jesus, do with me as you please. I do not have the courage to ask the Lord Jesus for greater sufferings, because I had suffered so much the nights before that I would not have been able to bear a drop more than what Jesus himself gave me. So he had no courage to ask anything more. She suffered already the night before. But this time Jesus asked him more. She dared not ask more because already she said, I had enough. Almost all night I had such violent pains that it seems all my intestines were torn to pieces. I threw up the medicine I had taken. Vomit, I think. I threw up the medicine I had taken. When I bowed my head down to the ground, I lost consciousness, and I stayed like that for some time with my head on the floor. When I came to, I became aware that my whole body was pressing on my head and face, and that I was covered with vomit. I thought it would be the end of me. Dear Mother Superior Irene and Sister Tertiatia were trying to help me as best they could. Jesus demanded suffering, but not death. No, allowed by Jesus. He knows. You might ask, how can you, if Jesus, you love this soul so much, and ask and allow her to vomit so much, nearly dying? This is love of God. Divine love is wonderful. If you believe that, you have all the peace in your mind, in your soul. Oh my Jesus, do with me as you please. Only give me strength to suffer, since your strength supports me. I shall bear everything, O souls, how I love you. Today, one of my sisters, probably Sister Amelia, came to see me and said, Sister, I have a strange feeling, as though something were telling me to come to you and commend to you certain problems of mine before you die, and that perhaps you will be able to beseech the Lord Jesus and arrange these things for me. You know, already she prepared herself to have this soul. Something keeps telling me that you will be able to obtain this for me. I answered her with equal frankness that, yes, I felt in my soul that after my death, I would be able to obtain more from the Lord Jesus than the present time. Then he said, I will remember you, sister, before his throne. When I entered the neighboring dormitory to visit sisters who were ill, one of them said to me, Sister, when you die, I will not fear you at all, come to see me after you die, because I want to confide to you a secret concerning my soul, something I want to settle for me with the Lord Jesus. I know you can obtain this from him." Because she was speaking in public, I answered her in this way: "The Lord Jesus is very discreet, and so he never betrays to anyone a secret that is between him and a soul." So she invited her to talk to Jesus personally, not to her, after she died. "Oh my Lord, thank you for conforming me to yourself through immolation. I see that this earthly vessel is beginning to crumble. I rejoice in this, because soon I will be in my Father's house." February 22nd, 1938. "Today, I went to confession to Father Andres. I did as Jesus wanted. After confession, a search of night filled my soul. Then I heard a voice: 'Because you are a child, you shall remain close to my heart. Your simplicity is more pleasing to me than your mortifications.'" Simple. Be simple before Jesus. More than mortification. At times you might, all the beatings and mortification, abstinence. No, Jesus wants a simple heart. Be simple. You know, Jesus, like, you know, Jesus' word to her is to us. He's speaking to us directly. Father Andres' words: "Live more by faith. Pray that divine mercy becomes more widely known, and that the work may come into good hands that will manage it well. As for yourself, try to be a good religious here, although things may turn out that way also. But try to be good religious right here. And now, if you feel those urgings from the Lord and recognize that it is He, follow Him, follow them. Devote to prayer all the time that is set apart for it, and make your notations afterwards." Another paragraph. "The last 2 days of carnival, my physical sufferings have intensified. I'm uniting myself more closely with the suffering Savior, asking Him for mercy for the whole world, which is running wild in its wickedness. So today, I felt the pain of the crown of thorns. When I lay down, I could not rest my head on the pillow. But at 10 o'clock, the pains ceased, and I fell asleep. But the next day, I felt very exhausted." So she explained the pain of crown Jesus gave her. This girl gave her some time to rest at night, no pain. But the next day, it's wonderful, it's interesting. This is the same person I know now. I share with you many times. And another person in Toronto is still alive. She's young also, just early 40s. She has also stigmata, pain, the whole body. Just interesting. She's with all pain, all body. Of course, at the time of his stigmata, I mean, it's in the Holy Week, blood comes, no, more pain. But during the whole year, she's pain. But she, every day, she got up at 11 in the evening. She slept 2 hours only before 9 to 11. She got up to a prayer room, praying until 6. Tired, suffering. She suffered the whole time. She praying for souls, asking for her help. Until before 7, just went to bed, just for an hour, rest, and then go to church for early morning mass. The whole year like this. You know, there are some souls, they call victim souls, that are invited by Jesus to share his pain. You know, some pictures. So when she had the suffering, all the pains here, with the blood also coming from the head, from the crowns. But at 10 o'clock, the pain ceased. and I stepped a first step. But the next day, I felt exhausted. So you see, some souls are invited to share the suffering of Jesus. But Jesus wants to see more the simplicity of a soul. Not so much, of course, her suffering helps the other souls. But more important, be simple. But more important, conscious. You know, she is a very holy soul. Still conscious, all the time communion, thinking she is still sinful. A little bit sinfulness. She wants to be pure. So let us also remind ourselves not to anything just as if you are and a holy person and come to Jesus and if nothing happened. No. If you have all the bad intentions during your work with the other people, you better have a contrite heart. Maybe not serious sin, not mortal sins. But still, Jesus doesn't want to see us in sin. Jesus is pure. He wants to go to a pure heart. If a heart is not pure, He cannot be there. Although you receive communion, you will not receive any grace at all. Or perhaps condemnation too. So just be, not to be careful, but also be conscious of state of our soul. Always pure, always simple. That's the only thing Jesus wants to see us. So at least today, try to be simple. Not to criticize so easily to any people, especially sister. Simple with her, because she's simple. Is it correct?